Tyler Gilmore was born in Jackson and grew up in Riverton before heading to the University of Northern Colorado and then on to the New England Conservatory and his eventual home in Brooklyn, New York. As he made those moves over the years, Gilmore says he started to realize how much Wyoming had shaped him.
It wasn't really till I moved to the East Coast, till I was in Boston, where all of a sudden my Wyomingness was very apparent. For one, Wyoming can be a double-edged sword. It can be an introvert's paradise, but also when you want to be extroverted, you know, there's
you have to drive
so much
4 hours
space
to find someone.
Yeah. And you have, but when you want to be with yourself and with your thoughts, there's so much space to do it. And I think that's really special. I see kids who grow up in big cities on the East Coast, and it's harder to find that space. And it's also harder to select what you want to focus on if you have the energy to really focus on something, because oftentimes they're doing a million different things all at once. And I was able to, in Riverton, just have the time and space to get into music and then get really into music.
And that really challenges the narrative that one needs to be in some sort of city with a quote-unquote scene to mm-hmm. actually get into something like music.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, a double-edged sword. I came out of Wyoming and Colorado having studied some things really, really intensely, but also being really ignorant of a whole other world of artistic and musical things that were happening. And it wasn't until I left Colorado and went to Boston, and they kind of just really broke open my sense of scope.
In 2013, Tyler Gilmore came back to Wyoming with a photographer to lay the groundwork for A Rambling Stretch. It's a composition that's allowed him to claim his Wyoming voice.
And I felt like the landscapes and the texture of the landscapes and the people were something that could very directly, through those photographs, communicate to an audience along with the music what the connection was between being there and growing up there and how I thought my composing had been affected by that. I really wanted the photographs to resonate with what was happening musically. And it was a really interesting process. The photographer I brought, his name's Gary Isaacs. He's a great photographer. He had never really been to this part of Wyoming. I think he had been to Wyoming a bit, but not to Riverton, not to the Wind River area. And so it was fascinating to hear him talk through what he was seeing as it went along, because I was also learning a lot about the place and seeing it with new eyes, having been away.
What's something that stood out to you?
One thing I had been thinking a lot about before I came back was the idea of distance in landscape. At any point when you're outside, at some point in the horizon somewhere, you can see like 20 miles, 40 miles. You see something super far off in the distance, mountains, hills, who knows, clouds. And you just get used to seeing that and expecting to see that. You go out east, you rarely see more than a block away. And so that ended up being one thing that I very clearly wanted to try to represent in sound.
So in addition to the music and the natural sound from your visit to Wyoming, you've also got photos and video playing, and you've performed this on the East Coast, where to many people, Wyoming is far away and exotic.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like now to bring this home, where people may very well recognize what they're seeing in the pictures and in the video?
Well, it's really special. There's kind of a funny thing that happens in the arts world a lot, where artists will do essentially what I'm doing. At some point, they'll realize they want to deal with the things that were special about where they grew up, but they'll live in a city now, and they'll go back and do what I've done. They'll take things and create an artwork out of it, then they'll take it back to the city and perform it there, and then that's all that'll happen, and it'll never actually make it back to the people. So in that way, it's just super exciting to be able to not just fit into that mold and bring it back to people and who actually are experiencing the things that led to the piece. And also, you know, it's nerve-wracking because it's people who are going to know some of the references. there are photos within Riverton. People might say like, oh, hey, that's my brother's house. That's weird. And, you know, things like that. But yeah, it's really exciting.
The 12-piece jazz band performing A Rambling Stretch features players from every part of Tyler Gilmore's musical life, Wyoming, Colorado, Boston, and Brooklyn.
It ended up being a cross-section of every musical community I've dipped into in my years as a musician. Musically, it's going to have some depth. This is a wide variety of people. And I reworked some of the music with this group of people in mind.
It sounds like in so many ways, this tour, this music, and the fact that it's happening in Wyoming is in some ways this summation of you up until this point. Is that a fair assessment?
That's a lot to put on it. I mean, that's probably right. I don't know. It's hard being the person in it to think of it that way.
It just sounds like it brings together so many different strands of your own just life and, of course, of your creative pursuits.
I mean, it's going to be amazing. It's going to bring a lot of things together.
That's composer Tyler Gilmore. A Rambling Stretch has its first performance tonight in Riverton and will travel to 7 other Wyoming communities over the next week. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Micah Schweitzer. Thank you.